listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Salmon are one of the most iconic species in the Western U.S. For Native American tribes in the Pacific Northwest, salmon are not just a source of nourishment, but a soul-deep connection to the land taken from them by colonizers. The redfish journey from freshwater here in Idaho to the saltwater of the Pacific Ocean, and then the return to Idaho where they spawn and die, a life cycle that is beautiful in its symbolism and impressive in its biological achievement. But as the species has come close to extinction in recent decades, politics and industry have complicated the fish's story. Four dams built on the Lower Snake River in Washington state have become the focus of one of the biggest environmental battles in recent years. The dams serve several purposes, including creating clean energy for a growing region, allowing cheap transport of wheat from farmers in the Northwest, plus irrigation and water control, among other issues, among other uses, rather. Now, after decades of funding efforts to try and help the salmon survive the dams, one Idaho congressman says it's just time to change the game altogether. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson has announced a $34 billion proposal to remove the dams and support the industries that rely on them. And Congressman Simpson is joining us today on Idaho Matters. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how you doing? It's good to be with you.
Well, you know, Congressman, as we are well aware, you have been working on the salmon issue for years now. But when did you start working on this idea? And then how did you come to the conclusion that the dams just need to be breached?
Well, you know, we started about 3 years ago when I gave a speech at the Andrus Center, and really even before that, when we were looking at trying to make the Bonneville Power Administration, the organization that markets the power in the Pacific Northwest that's created by all the dams, I think 31 dams that they have, they're kind of in a financial crisis, if you will. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make them stable for the future, and we thought at the same time, can we do something to save the salmon? And so we started holding hearings, and over the last 3 years, we've had probably 300, 350 meetings with different stakeholders, organizations, groups, and asking them the what if questions is what I call them, is if the dams came out, what would it take to make you whole? How could you do your business differently if the dams came out? How could we replace the power that the dams produce and so forth? And so over a 3 year period, we've come up with this proposal to remove the dams and make the stakeholders whole, to end the salmon wars. We've had continuous litigation for the last 25 or 30 years over these dams, and also make the BPA competitive again in the Pacific Northwest. So it's very broad range in application, and that's why it costs $34 billion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it comes down to a simple question. Either you're going to save the salmon or you're not. We've spent so far $17 billion in trying to improve habitat and salmon passage around these dams and so forth. And what we're doing is we're managing the salmon toward extinction, just a continuous slow decline in salmon returns. If we don't do this, it's my belief, and I think most fish biologists would agree, that within, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, you're going to see the salmon go extinct, mm-hmm. and we won't have salmon runs in Idaho anymore.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, Congressman, but it sounds like, in your opinion, every option has been exhausted to save the salmon at this point.
Well, you know, when we began this, we said there's got to be a way to save the salmon runs and save and not breach these lower dams. And what we looked at is the 25 or 30 collaborative groups that have met and tried to come up with plans on saving salmon. The one thing they've never done is save salmon. We've kept them from going extinct, but it's on a steady decline. And so we've really tried everything else. And when people say, well, let's try something that's not so extreme, the reality is we've tried that, and it just hasn't saved the salmon. So I think this is maybe the last chance, when the stars are aligned, that we can do all of the things that we need to do in the Pacific Northwest. And looking down the road at what we want the Pacific Northwest to be in 25 or 30 or 40 years, the decisions we make today are going to make that determination of what the Pacific Northwest looks like. Now, everything you have to keep in mind that everything that we do on this, on the lower Snake River Dam, on the lower Snake River and Columbia dams, everything we do on that river can be done differently if we choose to do it differently. Mm-hmm. We can find a different way to produce the power. That's pretty simple to do. We can find a different way to get grain down the river. We can find different ways for the communities along the river to survive. Salmon don't have that choice. Salmon need a river. And right now they don't have a river. What they have is a series of slack water pools behind dams that they have to swim through. That makes the water temperatures higher, makes them more susceptible to predators. And on the way down, the juvenile salmon, we lose about 15%, 10 to 15% of them at every dam. So by the time they get to the ocean, there's not a whole lot of them left compared to those that began. So taking out these lower Snake River dams, I think, is important. The other thing we do in this proposal is we relicense all of the rest of the dams in the Pacific Northwest that produce over 5 megawatts of power. We relicense them from 35 to 50 years. And that makes them so that they won't be subject to lawsuit. And that's how we get rid of the lawsuits and so forth. And even those people that have been leading in the lawsuit areas have agreed to this. So it'll be transformative in the Pacific Northwest if we can get this done.
So one of the things that's different about your proposal from previous ones that we've seen is that you want $10 billion, that's with a B, billion, to replace the energy that would be lost from these hydroelectric power, from what the dams make, this hydroelectric power. So I'm curious, would that money go directly to the Bonneville Power Administration or other energy groups? I mean, frankly, how would that work?
It would go to the Bonneville Power Administration, and they would use it there's a number of ways to reduce reproduce the power. You could do it through small modular reactors, SMRs. You could do it through pump storage at the other dams. You could do it by increasing the efficiency of the turbines and the dams that remain so that they produce more electricity. You could do it through wind and solar. You could do it through battery power, all of those types of things. And I suspect it will be a combination of all of those things that would replace the power, but you have to have that firm power, that power you can depend on, you can turn up and down as needed. That's why SMRs, small modular reactors, provide such a unique opportunity. And I think you'll see some of that. And you could place those at Hanford in the Tri-Cities. It would be very beneficial, I think.
So some of the communities, speaking of the Tri-Cities, Congressman, there are certain communities that are going to be hard hit from the removal of the dams. Right. One, including Lewiston here in Idaho, the Tri-Cities in Washington, because they rely on a barge system that comes from controlling the Snake River. So this system really offers cheap transport of grain here in the West. What would you say to someone who is working at the Port of Lewiston right now and they are worried that they will be out of work if this concept becomes law?
Well, the Port of Lewiston's budget right now is, at least the last I looked at it, was about $1.7 billion, and they had 7 full-time employees. Yeah, it's going to affect them. There's no doubt about it. We have given in this proposal quite a bit of money to Lewiston, Clarkston, the Tri-Cities for economic development and other communities along the route for economic development and for finding other paths forward in their economies. And we think it will be actually in the long run be very beneficial to them. But the same thing that allows the grain to go down the river at a cheaper price than if it was on, say, rail, is the thing that keeps those pools and harms salmon dramatically. And so we've got to find a different alternative. And we've put substantial amount of resources in here that go into agriculture, both to clean up the river, whether it's from CAFOs, confined feeding operations, or other types of things from the Snake River, all the way along the Snake River, or whether it goes into finding different ways to barge the grain and they can to get the grain down to Portland. They can actually, with the money we've given them and the analysis we've made, they can do it cheaper than they're doing it today.
And then on the flip side of that, Congressman, the Nez Perce tribe here in Idaho. As we know, so closely connected to the story of the salmon, they support this plan. So how do you work with them, but other tribes, to make sure that their concerns are taken into consideration?
Well, we've been working with the tribes in the Pacific Northwest, led by Chairman Wheeler from the Nez Perce tribe. In fact, just a week ago or so, I talked with the 16 tribes, the chairman of the different tribes and their legal counsel about this. And they want to play a role, and they should play a role. We can't forget that, you know, this was what they lived on was salmon. This is part of their heritage and their culture. It's part of their religion. And they need to be an important partner, both in this plan, which they have looked at and made comment on. We've been including them in all of our discussions. And they need to be a part of management of the salmon going forward. And so we've taken salmon management out of the BPA's hand. Right now it's the Northwest Power Planning Council. It's kind of a subdivision of the BPA. They're in charge of power and recovering salmon, which is kind of contradictory. But we've taken salmon recovery out of the Northwest Power Planning Council's hands and put it in a new organization called the State and Tribal Wildlife Organization Council. So it will be equally represented by the states and the tribes.
So what does the BPA have to say about this idea?
Well, the BPA has never been excited about taking dams out, and I understand that. But I, you know, as I talked to some of their executives, some that aren't with them anymore, that have moved to other place on to other jobs and stuff, most of them want salmon back too. The problem is that we, as I said in the beginning, we've tried everything else, and we keep coming up with new ideas or things that we think are new ideas that have tried and have failed. And if you talk to almost all fish biologists, they will tell you that you're not going to recover Idaho's salmon runs with those four dams there. That's just a reality. It has to do with biology and the fact that, you know, the four dams on the lower Columbia River, we leave those in place and relicense them. But if you look at what's called the smolt to adult ratio, which is a measurement of the health of a population, it needs to be between 3 and 4 to have a healthy, sustainable run. When it gets over the four dams on the lower Columbia, it's about 4, between 3 and 4. So we're okay there. But then when they have to go over 4 more dams, by the time it gets up to the fourth dam on the lower Snake River, that number is less than 1. And that's a path to extinction.
We need to take a really quick break, but we will be back with more of our conversation with Congressman Mike Simpson. You're listening to Idaho Matters. You're listening to Idaho Matters. And before the break, Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson was talking with us about the only way to recover a salmon is by getting rid of 4 dams on the lower Snake River in Washington state. Now, his plan comes with a hefty price tag of $34 billion. Congressman, I'd like to turn now to the politics at play with this plan. And I'm wondering, how important are your Democratic counterparts in this, particularly Senators Wyden and Merkley in Oregon, and then Senators Murray and Cantwell in Washington state?
Well, they're very important in this. In fact, the whole Pacific Northwest delegation is. When we release this concept that we've got, it's not actually legislation yet, but when we release the concept so that people could look at it and weigh it, the response we got was about what we expected. There were a lot of people that said, interesting, this is a serious proposal. Maybe we ought to take it into consideration and talk to the stakeholders and so forth. There were those people who said, hell no. And they've always said that about dam removal. And that was kind of their first reaction. But I think when we get an opportunity to talk to the different stakeholders and see what's in that for them and get them looking past what currently exists and what we want to exist in the future, that will bring many of them around, but certainly the Pacific Northwest delegation, both Democrats and Republicans, need to be a part of this.
Well, we have a Democrat in the White House. Democrats are controlling the House and the Senate, with Vice President Harris now being the tiebreaker.
Right.
Would you have introduced this idea if former President Trump had won re-election, or if Congress wasn't controlled by Democrats right now?
Yeah, we would have. Like I said, we've been working on this for 3 years, and We decided to go with it regardless of how the election turns out. We have been in contact with our senators to brief them on what is being proposed. And we have been in contact with Senator Wyden, who now chairs the Senate Finance Committee, where much of the financing for this would have to come from. So we've been in contact with a lot of legislators on this proposal, and we've gotten kind of that reaction I was telling you about. People are kind of saying, okay, let's kind of sit back and see how the public reacts to this before we jump on board or so forth. And that's kind of what we expected.
So, you know, we chatted about these Democratic senators in Oregon and Washington a minute ago, Congressman, and they have not all been supportive of removing the dams in the past. I mean, in fact, let's talk about Senator Cantwell in particular. Are you trying to force her hand on this environmental issue, or are you hoping that maybe, you know, with time she will come around, as you say?
Well, I'm hopeful that all of the senators, not just the Democratic ones in Washington and Oregon, but the Republican ones in Idaho and Montana, will look at this not just as a proposal to remove dams. It's much broader than that. The stakeholders that we have identified that need assistance in transforming the way they do things actually come out ahead in this. And if people will sit back and look at the entire thing, the entire proposal, rather than just saying, remove dams, don't remove dams. You know, of these 25 or so collaborative organizations that we've had over the years that have looked at different ways to save salmon, they get together and they talk and they go, oh yeah, we could improve the habitat here and we could do this and maybe the fish passage here. They all make all these agreements. But then when it comes down to the real issue, which is removal of dams, they just break apart. And so people need to view this as more than just removing the dams. It is also helping the communities. It is truly helping agriculture, and agriculture in the second district really would benefit from this. And it's helping those communities transform their economies, those that would be affected most, like Lewiston, Clarkston, Tri-Cities, and so forth.
So here in Idaho, Congressman Russ Fulcher has made some public statements since the news of your proposal broke. Doesn't sound like he's really in favor of it, but how important is his support, but also the support of Senators Risch and Crapo?
Well, I think their support is important. We'd certainly like to have them on board, but I understand where they're coming from. They're being very cautious about this. You know, we've been talking about taking dams out, or at least people have been talking about it for 25 or 30 years. And in fact, I was very opposed to it the very first time I heard it. I thought that was kind of a crazy idea. And I said at the time that we needed to try everything else before we went to the extreme of removing dams. But the reality is we have now tried everything else. And we don't have that much longer to save these salmon, or they're going to be extinct. And once they've gone extinct, you don't get them back. So I think they're being very cautious. And I think they want to hear from the stakeholders about what their thoughts are on this, and if there are other challenges that we haven't anticipated and things that we need to look at. That's why we put out this concept, so that we can hear from people from all sides of the issue, and then and hear from them before we start drafting legislation.
Your idea is to have this $34 billion proposal tied to President Biden's upcoming infrastructure bill. And this bill is very important to his agenda. So have you been in touch with the White House about this? And if you have, what kind of interest have they indicated?
I have not personally been in contact with them. We haven't got that far yet in determining what their agenda is going to be beyond the COVID relief that they're working on now. But there have been senators that have talked to the administration, and there seems to be some interest there.
And what about response? I mean, here we've talked about all the politicians. What about response from the public? I mean, in particular, you know, people who live in these towns that will be the most impacted by this.
Well, you know, it's been across the board. As I said earlier, from the people that looked at it and said, okay, they want to remove the dams. Hell no. They're opposed to it. They haven't sometimes seen the entire proposal or considered the entire proposal. all the way to those who think, man, we've been wanting to do this for 25 years. Now we finally got somebody that's willing to do it, you know? And so that the public opinion spreads completely across the board. And what we got to do is try to consolidate that with educating people about what this proposal actually is. As I said, it's much broader than just dam removal.
So what are the next steps? I mean, have you started to draft legislation?
We haven't yet. We want to hear from our constituents first and the different industries and user groups and hear what they have to say, take into consideration their thoughts and concerns before we start drafting legislation. And I would suspect over the next month or so, we'll probably start drafting legislation.
Well, and this isn't the first time, Congressman, that you have taken up an issue with some complicated stakeholder interests. I'm curious about how different from previous work on issues this is, in particular when you were trying to protect the Boulder White Clouds.
Well, you know, Boulder White Clouds took us a number of years to do, and we learned a lot from it on how to bring people together. In the primary goal or thing that you need to do in bringing people together is listen to them and take into consideration their concerns and so forth. And so we'll be doing a lot of that and have been doing for the last 3 years before we dropped this this proposal. But we'll be doing a lot more of that. But this is, and some people have called it the biggest environmental restoration program in the world. So it is very complicated and has many, many different facets of it that make it really, really complicated, but that's why it's so comprehensive.
I really want to thank you for your time to talk to us about this, because it is a complicated issue and so many sides to it, so many stakeholders, as you said. So appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gemma.
Well, we've been talking with Congressman Mike Simpson about his new proposal to recover the salmon. We will link his idea on our website so all of you can take a look at it. Again, Congressman, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.